This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and all around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, plus the United States Coast Guard for the great job you all do in keeping America free and safe. And to all those that are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
President Trump has landed in London.
Yes, he has. This is what's interesting because it's actually a state visit.
Right.
And a lot of the conversation, obviously, is going to do with Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson, he'll be likely meeting with both of them. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, is having a fit. He's a nutcase anyway. So this is part of a trip that I think is going to certainly include the D-Day
yes.
event as well, the 75th
yes.
anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But he's apparently going to meet with the British royal family and Prime Minister Theresa May, who I think at the end of this week is no longer the Prime Minister because she officially tendered her resignation
I
with
believe
the due date.
June 7th, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this one could be kind of interesting today. He's supposed to do some kind of a ceremonial thing at Buckingham Palace,
mm-hmm.
Meeting with Queen Elizabeth and the Prince of Wales,
mm-hmm.
the Duchess of Cornwall, and then they go through an inspection of the Guard of Honor.
Okay.
Royal gun salutes will be fired in Green Park, the Tower of London,
mm-hmm.
And the River Thames afterwards, and then they go to some kind of private lunch. They go through a tour of some kind of a historic picture gallery. Then they go to the Westminster Abbey, to the lay a wreath for the grave of the unknown warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, we have those kinds of things that'll be happening.
Well, he's going to be busy. Now, didn't he come out and endorse somebody that was running for prime minister or had been mentioned?
I don't know, I think officially, although he's certainly given a wink and a nod and a hat tip to Boris Johnson, who may
mm-hmm.
decide that he wants to replace Theresa May.
Yeah, I thought I heard something about that last week. Without actually coming out and saying, I hereby endorse, he said he liked, I think the words were he liked Boris Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And, Okay, Catwoman and Road Dogg are just chiming in here. Let me see real quick. Okay. All right, well, they're leaving Laredo. They said everything's quiet on the border tonight. They're my border investigators. Because where they pick up their trailer at is like right up against the fence, the border wall down there. And they've actually seen people coming over the top of the wall in certain places. But anyway, and by the way, speaking of the border, five L.A. police officers now have signs of typhoid fever. Five of them. Not good.
No, it's not.
It's not going to get any better until they clean the damn city up, right?
Well, I mean, why this? The federal government is not putting pressure on Gavin Newsom, I don't know. I don't get it.
Oh, and by the way, Gavin Newsom, Part B yesterday, we welcome all women to come here or have your abortion. Well, he actually said that.
Well, so did, Chicago. They want to be the abortion capital of the country.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've just lost their grip on reality, these people, and they're just absolutely destroying. Gavin Newsom is destroying California. And if typhoid fever gets a hold, five cases is more than one. We were talking about one the other day. This could escalate rapidly.
Yes, it could.
So somebody with some sense of rationality listening to me in California, you need to wake the hell up out there and clean up the streets and tell that governor and that mayor the sanctuary city can go right back where it came from. They want to be a sanctuary state? Go to Mexico. Take them all and go to Mexico. Newsom and everybody. Jeez. I mean, what would you do? It's stupid.
Well, I mean, Gavin Newsom decided, what was it, 2 months ago that he was going to go down to, I guess, Guatemala or one of the three countries. And
yep.
He was going to get himself all involved in foreign policy down there.
Yep. See how that worked out, too, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not doing what it needs to do.
All right, well, we're coming to a break, and I'm pretty sure I know who's on the telephone line, so caller, hang on there, because here comes the music. And Denise and I will be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and in the voice of Nancy Pelosi.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of them having to defend themselves by whatever means they have to do it by. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides your members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. The last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. So, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo. You'll be able to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day at midnight, it changes to a different weapon. And you can also, should you become a member in one of their three different plans that you can become a member at, get $474 worth of free stuff for doing that. So check them out online, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have our favorite caller with a favorite question for you. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Hey.
Denise.
Yes,
how you doing?
Good.
Got a suggestion for you.
Okay.
Have you ever considered going on to Fox News as they seem to favor blondes?
And no,
more
but
serious
I'm too
thing.
Old.
No. You're never old. Anyway.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, can the president stop, through executive order, stop people from sending money back to Mexico as a deterrent to illegal immigrants, maybe even a tax on those transfers?
Well, that has actually been discussed.
That's right. It's been proposed, right?
It has been proposed. Now, the Patriot Act is still out there. So any amount of money that is $10,000 or over, certainly is, you know, draws red flags and scrutiny and investigation. But
I was thinking about these. You know, like they go down to these. They send 100 or 300 or something. These services that send it over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they go to the convenience store and do it.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop that altogether.
Well, I'd love to see that happen, but then there'd be a workaround, because then what would happen is, you know, these people here in the United States, they'd go to these charity organizations, most of which end up being Methodist and Catholic charities,
right.
And they hand the money off to them, and then they would, you know, move it that way. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to what is necessarily known as remittances.
Anything else, Bob?
Anything to make it more onerous to them, you know? Anything to make it more trouble?
I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely. Because the money actually ends up being paid to the mules, to the cartel, to the human smugglers. So we're
right,
enriching, money from the United States is the money that's enriching the smugglers.
You know, the president can say as a deterrent to the war on drugs, too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to mention... And all these illegals, they come over, they bring disease, like the captain was saying. And
well, not all of them, but there's a certain amount that do, right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. No, obviously not all of them.
Right.
And all they need is a couple of cases like serious stuff like Ebola or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what would make a big deal. Big deal.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
All right.
Okay. And he's bringing up some very good points here, Denise. And
right. He's mm-hmm. absolutely exactly right.
Yep.
We are certainly in a situation where we don't let people in that haven't been immunized. We don't even leave our country to go to other countries unless we can show that we've been immunized, hepatitis, blah, blah, blah. You know, so, I mean, why we're not using that into itself to stop some of this is beyond me. But we're overwhelmed. We have cross the Rubicon on this one.
Right. Now, there's something else that took place apparently over the weekend. We're finding out about now an Israeli attack against Syrian military forces on the Golan Heights that took place sometime over the weekend. We don't exactly have a precise timeline on this yet, but that just kind of adds some more fuel to the fire over there.
Well, what happened was there were a couple of rockets that were lobbed into Israel, into the Golan Heights from the Syria side.
Mm-hmm.
And so Israel's like, no. So what they did was they struck some Syrian artillery and defense battery sites.
Mm-hmm.
They only fired two rockets into Israel. So Israel just doesn't, you know, they wait about 4 seconds and then they, you know, they light them up. They just don't mess around.
Yeah, and they have the ability to be able to find out where they're at almost instantaneously.
Correct.
Yep, so there you go. All right, now, some very interesting information coming out of Venezuela. I saw this one on the wires and I sent you the message and I know you spotted it too. Russia is sending home some of their military advisors from Venezuela, but not all of them.
Well, they have a key advisor, a couple of key advisors that they have removed, Russia has removed. But there's a company called Rostec, and Rostec is under contract, or had been under contract, with Venezuela to provide training and securing arms and all that other kind of stuff in Venezuela. Well, what had happened, according to Russian, of course they lie a lot, is that there is no money and that Venezuela hasn't been paying Rostec. So they're sending people home. There's a gradual pullout. There's already some that have left. There is no new contract, but I would say most of this has actually come from Pompeo and Bolton, putting pressure on Moscow. So, this will hurt Maduro, and this is, I would say, a very good thing that is happening, that this withdrawal is permanent, and, this will be a sign that some, you know, other powers like China may have to decide to do the same thing.
I'm glad you mentioned China, because that brings me right into where I was going to go next. China has vowed military action if Taiwan or the sea claims are opposed by the United States.
They already are.
Right. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've actually, the first thing they did was they put the rare earth minerals on the table.
Right.
China can holds control of about the 80% of the world's rare earth minerals. And we use them, we buy them from China, we use them in computers, we use them in cell phones, we use them in military ordnance. So I don't think we're necessarily being intimidated by that. We're kind of like, okay, fine, well, you know, there's other places in the world that we could go get, you know, rare earth minerals. So China, nice try.
Mm-hmm.
So now, China has actually created a list. We don't know how extensive the list is, but they have a list of targeted U.S. companies that they mm-hmm. want to go after in one form or another, to either one, blacklist them, or two, not do business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're way beyond a trade war here at this mm-hmm. point.
Now, finally here, Politico is reporting that the Department of Justice will not seek any further charges against an ailing Julian Assange, who's reported to be gravely ill, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know what gravely ill is either, but I'm scratching my head on that one, on why we're not going to, why the United States isn't going to charge him.
Well, I don't know either, because I thought that they certainly could have done more than what they've done, but that's just me. So who knows? And climate that we currently live in, the political climate we currently live in, is definitely changing by day to day. The Franklin Graham yesterday led a day of prayer for President Trump. It was very well attended, if you will, from what I could see on the internet. A lot of people said a lot of prayers. It was all over the internet. I woke up about 11:30 yesterday morning, and I kind of missed out on the early stuff, but there were thousands of prayer messages to the president everywhere you looked.
That's right.
So I know Franklin Graham is very well respected. He's certainly following in his father's footsteps, and I certainly think that that was a great thing for him to do. And it appears that it was very well respected, very, very well attended to. So good for him, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, catch her by going to FoundersCode.com. Sign up for great articles. And by the way, I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment. Just found out that Colonel Jim is going to have lunch with us tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue over there at West Waters Avenue. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're learning more about the gunman who killed a dozen people, mostly co-workers, in Virginia Beach. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach city building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he wasn't notified by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second Military and Veterans News broadcast, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy that has two different locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, and the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. And I'll tell you what, they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, civilians and military alike. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, or you're getting out of the service and you're not sure what you want to do, and you've got skills but don't know how to use them, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. How would you like to make $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year or more? The top 10% of aviation maintenance techs make over $80,000 a year. And you've got an opportunity to do that. And all you've got to do is check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, post 9/11 military men and women, your post 9/11 GI Bill will cover you. Anybody that's pre-9/11 with a GI Bill, you have to find out what type of benefits you have available to you. Obviously, if you haven't used your benefits in the past, then you probably got some. But to find out for sure, you can call the National Aviation Academy, and I'll give you their number in a minute, and they'll tell you exactly what you do qualify for. In the meantime, civilians, they have student loans there. They can help you get a student loan, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. Think about that for a minute. You're the boss. You determine how much you want to make. And if you get one of those jobs that goes overseas with a military contractor, or maybe you go to work for a foreign airline, you might wind up with a six-figure salary. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that number again, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, it will open the door for you, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080. Well, we told you about Eddie Gallagher, a decorated Navy SEAL facing a murder trial and the death of the of an Islamic State prisoner. He was freed late Thursday last week in custody after a military judge cited interference by prosecutors. Don't know where that's going to go, but the case is coming up, and Chief Petty Officer Gallagher was given the chance to get out so that he could do a little bit of better participation and consulting, if you will, with his attorneys, his legal team, on his defense. And we'll see how all that works out. Now, the Second Fleet, less than a year ago, when Vice Admiral Andrew Woody Lewis resurrected the Navy's Second Fleet, he announced that it would be operating and reach full capacities by the end of 2019. Guess what? He's there now. He's there now. He's got them up. He's got them operating. And they continue to grow as we move further into 2019. Now, Russia rejected the Iran S-400 missile request amidst Gulf tension. It appears that maybe a telephone call between President Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin might have had something to do with it, just saying that, because some people, on condition of anonymity, because they weren't authorized to discuss the matter, said that this could indeed had have been the reason, as Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif visited Moscow on May the 7th, supposedly to tie this deal down, and then within the last week or 10 days, the president reportedly called Vladimir Putin, and they had a conversation about this very subject. Well, we'll see, and we'll know soon enough. By the way, U.S. military pilots who head to Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada, will soon find out what it's like to go up against an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The Air Force is going to use older F-35s to simulate enemy fighters in the Top Gun games that they play over there, which is similar to what they're doing as we speak. And, oh, by the way, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister urged Muslim nations to confront with all means of force and firmness recent attacks in the Persian Gulf that the U.S. and some Arab officials have blamed on Iran. Now, we are going to be hearing from John Bolton, I believe this week, with his findings as to who struck the ships, who launched the mines that struck the ships that we heard about. Now, I'm going to bet my money on Iran, because they've already, at least on one prior occasion, They've already mined the waters in the Persian Gulf, at least once that I know of. Also, an Army CH-47 Chinook helicopter was destroyed as a result of a recent hard landing in Afghanistan, according to the Department of Defense. That's the only report I have on it. And, as I told you on Friday, a suicide bomber dispatched by the Islamic State's Khorasan province struck outside the Marshall Fahim National Defense University in Kabul, which is a military school. It's the second time that Abu Baghdadi's loyalists have targeted the academy, which hosts the training for Afghan recruits. And there were three other explosions reported. Taliban took credit for one. ISIS, the other three. And the U.S.-European command leaders are developing new military war games in coordination with some unconventional partners, namely American diplomats in Europe. That's who the partners are that are putting together the war games. Now, who's pointing lasers at the Australian Navy aircraft in the South China Sea is a question being asked, as Australia's military has confirmed that Navy pilots were targeted with lasers during flights in the hotly contested South China Sea with informal Chinese militia vessels believed to be behind the attacks. Well, China apparently isn't owning up to it, but it's the only logical assumption because there was nobody else in the area but those Chinese militia vessels. Now, some of you may remember, between January 2013 and October 2018, when President Trump and the DOD stopped it, that the U.S. military and government agencies and other purchases bought more than $20 million worth of Chinese-made counterfeit goods designed to look like domestically produced gear from a company that defrauded the government and helped to orchestrate the counterfeiting process between that period of time. Now, General Mattis locked onto this deal and then shut it down as fast as he became aware of what was going on, which is good for him. But in the meantime, $20 million was spent. And as NATO continues to search for new ways to counter Russian malign influence throughout Europe and the Arctic, the alliance is putting forward the final touches of its first new military strategy since the Cold War, so says the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Joseph Dunford, talking about the new NATO strategy to deal with the Russians and others in Europe. By the way, the Army is tripling their request for the strikers, the Army strikers, on the cannons that they want, the 30-millimeter cannons. They're going to earmark $393.6 million, nearly tripling the service's request for 30 million cannons to be the primary complement on board those eight-wheeled vehicles. All righty, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. More right after your stations get to take a break and identify themselves. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, listening to us on 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody listening to us just down the road a piece at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, because for now, you can buy a vehicle at any of the Moss Family Automotive dealerships, pay nothing down, delay your payments for up to 6 months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves military, active duty military, and veterans, plus all first responders, a ton of money, 24/7, 365. And ain't nobody doing that. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, the news that we got from the Trump administration is that the economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, is leaving.
Yeah, that's honestly, it's not a big deal. These things, Kevin's been around for a while, and they normally do not hang around more than 2 years. So it's honestly a bit of a non-story. I mean, well, it's a story, but people try to build up some palace intrigue or something with this. It's not. These guys don't stay around for a very long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so does that mean Larry Kudlow is going to leave in about another year?
Yeah, he might. He might. You know, you don't know how long that they might want to stick around. It's up to them. They come and they go with these things. Again, a lot of these guys are also involved in, you know, private businesses also as well on the side. And, you know, sometimes you want some fresh blood in there. But, yeah, they don't stick around for more. It's normally around 2 years.
Now, Amazon is entering the wireless business. And Amazon.com, famous for its appetite for entering new markets, there are a lot of talking heads that are saying getting into the wireless business is economically insane for Amazon.
It depends on what type of coattails they could ride, how they go about getting involved in the wireless game. Jeff Bezos, he gets involved in various different things for a reason. There's also sometimes things called lost leaders as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some of Amazon's most profitable businesses you wouldn't even know that they were actually involved with. For example, their cloud-based computing business, that they make a fortune on. If you think that they're making money every single time you order Bounty via Amazon Prime, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. They don't. They lose money on some of these transactions as well also. The interesting story, I think, over the weekend when it came to some of the Silicon Valley tech companies has now been the simmering conversation that's out there, talk of breaking many of these companies up.
Yeah.
And saying that they're actually getting too big and using antitrust legislation to break some of these companies up, which I kind of find fascinating as well. I take issue with the size of some of these companies, and I do take issue with the fact that they go out and they buy media companies that, you know, aren't going to write anything bad about them. The fact that Amazon owns the Washington Post to me is there's something wrong with that.
Well, two things. The California Democratic Party had some sort of convention or whatever over the weekend out there. They had all the presidential candidates, the Democratic candidates there, and Elizabeth Warren brought it up. A couple of other people brought it up. I think Bernie Sanders may have brought it up, too, about busting up these big companies. Now, the other thing is Amazon is looking to buy Boost Mobile, which I think is part of T-Mobile and, Sprint? Aren't they in it together?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to go through, but it's not 110% there official yet.
Well, one of the two of them owns Boost Mobile, and that's who Amazon's looking at buying.
Looking to get involved, it might try to turn it into a lower cost carrier that they can maybe distribute to some of their standalone stores. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Or make it something, convince more people to be involved with Prime and say, hey, if you're an Amazon Prime member, pay a little bit more, you're going to also give you cellular service. So there's various different things that Amazon might have up their sleeve.
And I'm talking, everybody, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His program is heard every weekend on many of these same stations, his three-hour national broadcast. And, by the way, don't forget that his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, you can go over there, catch his podcast and all that other good stuff that he has over there, too. Okay, Morgan Stanley says that investors may still be underestimating the full risk to the global economy. They say that if the trade war gets any worse, that we'll see a recession within a year all around the world.
They're guessing how much worse, does it have to get? Are they going to get a recession all around the globe? Listen, throw a lot of things out there. We've heard this before. It's kind of like the same stories recycled. Again, over the weekend on the other, side, looks like Mexico, I guess they're going to help us out a little bit more.
That's what it sounds like.
On the border. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know how much that's going to put a dent in 100,000 people coming across the border over the course of a month. Not to mention the fact that, another story came out, Matt, I'm sure you saw 9 out of 10 people that, are released never show up for their court hearings.
Well, it's gotten worse than that, Chris, because now we have five cases of what could be typhoid fever amongst L.A. Police Department officers from that garbage, trash-ridden central part of Los Angeles. This is terrible, and it could definitely be the beginning of something that we don't even want to think about in this country.
Yeah, we're bringing in third-world diseases. I do find it fascinating. The city of Los Angeles, their mayor there is actually, trying to tout that guy as a future presidential candidate, and he's bringing in third, got a city that's got third-world diseases coming in there, and they can't even take care of it and handle it. It's pretty pathetic, if you ask me.
Well, how about the governor? The governor said, come here, have your abortion here. We welcome you in California, after he went down to some state, some province, or whatever the heck they call it down there in Mexico to try to talk about the immigration crisis, which got him nowhere, I might add.
Gavin Newsom, California is a left-of-center state. It wasn't always a left-of-center state.
No.
You want to see what happens to states. You want to see what happens to states when you import, people from third-world countries that you don't have the same American values. Well, there you have. I'll give you California.
Yeah. And again, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, I want you to know that, according to Chris Cuomo, that Donald Trump supporters are mostly middle-aged, angry white males.
Yeah, they keep saying that same thing over and over and over again. I don't know if it's like a security blanket for them or something like that. It is. It's that they go to it all the time. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? No one's really watching them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an outfit called Pro Publica that talked about the auditing that the Internal Revenue Service is doing, and they said due to the budget cuts and agent retirements that now it's about 50-50 auditing poor people as well as rich people, the top 1%. I find that kind of odd, because what the hell are they doing auditing poor people?
Now, again, that doesn't make much sense either, but I think a lot of these things are computer generated. If people, the computer's going to generate whether or not somebody needs to be audited, because it'll tell whether or not they're filing properly. I think that's a part of it as well. The latest bit of tax reform also, simplified the tax code to some degree.
Yeah.
So many people just are not having to itemize, like they had to in the past, which is going to simplify many, many, no need to actually go ahead and do those types of audits anymore. You want to cut down on the work for the IRS and save money. The only thing you need to do is simplify the tax code. Just that's all you need to do. Make it easier.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and we'll keep our eyes on what the president's doing over there in England.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're coming right back with Frank Solano, managing editor of the New Media Journal.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.